5:57 now at KLIF. You can check us out on Facebook Live on KLIF right now and like us, like the Dave and Amy Facebook page as well.
Okay, so here we go with more tales of caring for the college snowflakes. There was a story that yesterday, I don't think we got around to it, but it said essentially that we've given millennials a hard time and we shouldn't.
Because, I think we should.
Because they can't help being pansies.
Some of them are really lazy. Not all of them, but some of them.
A University of Georgia professor has adopted a stress reduction policy that will allow students to select their own grades if they feel unduly stressed by the grades they earned. You don't like your grade? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe they should study harder if they don't like their grade. Did you ever think of that?
You're such an old-fashioned thinker.
I know.
According to online course syllabi for two of Dr. Richard Watson's fall business courses, he has introduced the policy because emotional reactions to stressful situations can have profound consequences for all involved.
Oh my goodness. See, they're just fueling the fire here.
You think so?
They're just continuing on what these helicopter parents did to the students in high school.
If students feel unduly stressed by a grade for any accessible material or the overall course, they can email the instructor indicating what grade they think is appropriate. And it will be changed. No explanation.
Meantime, I'm getting texts from our resident millennial, Scott Sidway.
Oh, well,
he's texting me nasty messages.
I don't have time for that.
He's not lazy. Scott, we're not talking about you.
And then there's the University of Massachusetts Amherst is using Care Bears in the dorm to help students who feel grumpy or stressed.
You know, at my daughter's college, they have during finals week, they have animals. They have dogs.
Stress-relieving dogs.
Yes, that you can come pet at the library.
One of the students at University of Massachusetts Amherst says, frankly, I think this is ridiculous. The people who live in this dorm are either 20 or 21 years old. We could be overseas fighting in wars right now.
And we're giving them Care Bears.
Or working full-time with kids at home to feed. Yeah, good luck when you do have kids.